RevivalSeedBank.com.
Big handoff, Libya being tossed gently over to NATO, which, oh, by the way, the U.S. is a part of, right? So it seems there's not a lot of clarity on this, but a little bit of a switch. The United Arab Emirates also throws in. They're at the table now with some planes. Will Gaddafi, though, stop the stalemate and stop firing on some of his people and ultimately do the ceasefire thing that the UN is looking for, and then we can put an end to what's happening there? I think the answer is no. We're going to see more of this continue. It has created an interesting crevice for the Republicans, however. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, is the show you're listening to as we cruise down that overnight highway that is pitted with some potholes. It's called Politicians, who we elected that we thought were going to get something done. You know, heading into April, it's going to be some interesting times. Congress was off this week. They come back next week. There's even going to be a hearing where Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, testify about Libya and what they knew and why Congress wasn't involved, you know, what was going on, basically filling in the blanks, because there are a lot of egos that are at stake here. And some serious ruffled feathers and questions to be answered, frankly. There was, what, briefings, but then we forgot to tell you we were going to do, I don't know, there's some confusion there, a lot of confusion over Libya. Or, as the White House is suggesting, that's nonsense, it's all politics. That we did have briefings, that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, had a private briefing. He knew what was happening. So this is just a chance to make a play in that crevice. Like I said, there is a little bit of a chasm there, and it gives Republicans another issue to pound out on the campaign trail. Hey, listen, this guy, meaning Obama, the president, just willy-nilly decides, here we go again, we're going to start to bomb Libya, and we didn't authorize that, and we didn't say we could pay for that. So isn't it unconstitutional? That'll be one of the things that'll come up anyway. Does it hurt the president? Depends on who's running in 2012. What a crowded field is starting to sort of emerge, because nothing is official. There's these exploratory committees that are happening. Newt Gingrich, now Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota, who's a Tea Party favorite. She wants a chunk of this and wants to be included. That's why you do the exploratory thing. That basically means you're going to do it. But you have to formally announce that. It's one of the little steps that you take. And this is pretty early, although 2012, the idea, I think the Republicans behind closed doors are saying, let's really start to get some momentum going here. Who's out there? Who's working it? Who's getting some buzz that we may get behind and put them up to the task of knocking off an incumbent president? This is where the one and two factor, I think, comes in pretty big. Huge story out of Washington that we talked about yesterday, the follow-up to the air traffic control situation at Reagan National. And I just was there. What was that? The end of January, that airport is close to everything, you know, close to the Pentagon, the White House, Capitol, all that stuff. So here we are at one of our more important airports, we'll just say, because of its proximity, and two planes land without help, and the reason why is because the air traffic controller, a guy who had done this for 20 years, 17 of them at Reagan, fell asleep, and he was the only guy there. So he fell asleep. He worked four overnight shifts from 10 to 6 a.m., and he was fatigued. And two planes could not raise him on the radio. So he suspended the federal aviation folks, and the National Transportation Safety Board are looking into more specifics of it and what the what he was doing, what his specific duties were. Well, he was running the air traffic control. He was in the tower. He was the only one. He was the only one there. Now, people in the biz say, well, that, you know, you could have one person in the tower, especially those hours, and it's a pay thing, because then you got to pay someone almost, you know, close to six figures, another person to get in there, so they don't want to pay that extra money. Well, oh, you get a plane crash, they'll be wishing that they paid the extra money, and that they don't, that their budget doesn't get sliced, because that's the other thing. Well, with all the cuts and no money, we don't have enough money for air traffic controllers, or so it seems. So if that budget sliced up even more, how do you do that? How do you staff up when you can't afford to staff up? And the radio just didn't rouse him. He must have been exhausted. They were pounding the radio and they could not raise him. So they had to end up, as you know, the rest of the story, going to somebody else closer at a regional airport and ask for information so they could look at their scopes and find out if there were any planes in the area. And this fatigue thing has been big with the controllers for a while now. There have been a couple of other crashes and near misses and all that sort of stuff that were due to fatigue. Remember in March 4 years ago in Chicago, there was a plane that was cleared to take off from a runway, but 15 seconds earlier, he had cleared another plane to cross, and then the pilot of the plane that was taking off stopped when he saw the other plane in the taxi intersection, taxiway intersection. The controller told investigators he slept only 4 hours during a 9-hour break between shifts. That's not good. And so this is a continuing thing, but one that cannot happen. I mean, you got to have two people then. Would he hire somebody to make sure the air traffic controller's awake? Hire some kid. Hire the intern. Get an intern in there. Okay, here's what you do. Every 15 minutes, you make sure, you rotate back in and make sure that the air traffic controller is awake. I mean, how unprofessional, how brutal for the airline pilot. If I'm the pilot, you can't be happy about that. You have to get that radar contact. How big is that? How important is it? What if there were elements, fog, some crazy thing was happening, and they didn't have a backup system? I mean, they have to have that. There's too many lives at stake, for goodness sake. And one air traffic control in a very critical airspace, that's the big thing. I can't believe it, Reagan. They've got one. Have to have at least, you have to have two. You just have to have two. And especially there, you have to have two. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load. And when I say that, means we got our cheap movie review. There's one movie I think that's pretty decent that I would watch, even if it was just on the... Even if it was just a rental eventually. And we're going to talk about the movies next here on ATN. So you got a ticket.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Aleve C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Aleve C. For more information and to order Aleve C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Aleve C today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Pretty good. You know, May, June, July, the summer blockbusters. You know what's coming up? Are you a fan of the Pirates of the Caribbean? Wonder if this will be any good. Johnny Depp again as Jack Sparrow, trying to discover the Fountain of Youth. I love the first one. Was the first one so good? But I liked all of them, actually. The Kraken. Remember the Kraken? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you have to go, you have to rent it. You do. I like the series so far of the Pirates, I have to say. I'm not big on, you get the third and the fourth and then you get beyond that. So we'll see how it holds up. But that's going to be one of the, absolutely that's going to be one of the big releases. And there's some pretty decent, it seems, movies out for kids. You know, Rango has gotten a lot of good reviews, and it's that whole animated thing and the story about Rango and his little pals, and that's done pretty good at the box office. It's been a big year for 3D. And going to my local movie theater, the one that I usually go to, of course, there's always a profit to be made. You know, they give you the free little cheap glasses and you throw them in the bin at the end if you go to a 3D movie. They're also selling them. You can buy 3D glasses for, you know, anywhere from $20 to $150. And you just know there's some parent that's buying their kid $150 3D glasses that they can cart around with them when they go to the movies. But the Rango, I think the Rango deal would be fun to see. And this is, he's just a chameleon, and he ends up in a gun-slinging kind of town. I love the name of the town. Somebody told me the town was Dirt. I live in Dirt, so he's a little lizard. That would be fun. I think I'm going to take my nephew to see that one. But we're not previewing Rango. We did that a couple of weeks ago. That's been out for a while now. Opening this week at the box office, that has created a little conversation, maybe because, if nothing else, you wonder what that movie's about. But a movie called Sucker Punch. Take a listen to the trailer.
I lost everyone I've ever loved. Then they locked me away. With nowhere to hide from the pain.
Your own paradise. Just let go.
What you're imagining right now?
You control this world.
What are you looking for?
A way out.
I'm going to help you to be free. You will need to find 5 items. The first is a map. Then fire. Then a knife. And a key. The fifth thing is a mystery. Begin your journey. It will set you free.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Don't you love that? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We could plug that in a few places. A lot of big names in this movie. It's one of those action, adventure, sci-fi deals, fantasy. It's PG-13, and you'd recognize some of the cast. Abby Cornish, Jenna Malone, John Hamm's in it, the voices that you heard that said that line, Scott Glenn, and... I think it'd make a decent rental, actually. I don't know that I would go and see it on the big screen. If anybody goes to see it, you have to give us your own cheap little movie review. But it would absolutely make my Netflix list. Let's put it that way. If you have kids or nephews, nieces, this is kind of fun. This book series is great. It's called Diary of a Wimpy Kid. In the big screen, Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, Roderick Rules. Check this out.
Chocolate!
Oh, Greg.
I'm not going in with a stain on my pants. Fine.
See?
25th. Greg.
Did you drink all the soda?
Rowley.
This is what happens when we go to sleep. I'm never going to sleep ever again.
Fregley. Sharag. Patty.
Don't make me beat you up again.
Manny. Holly.
Hi, Fregley. Stick some Fregley.
It's going to hurt.
And Roderick.
Get in.
In a whole new chapter of the windiest saga of all time.
I need a place to
It's about time, little bro.
And you
learn the secrets to an easy life.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Roderick rules.
Rule number one, always lower mom and dad's expectations.
I took a math test today and I'm pretty sure I flunked it.
Oh, Greg.
But look, I got a C-.
At least you didn't fail.
Pretty self-explanatory. And we're going to leave you with this one. I'm interested in this. It has an intriguing name. It's called White Irish Drinkers, and it's about a killing time they're calling it in Brooklyn in 1975. Check this out.
Hey, Brian, what do you call an Irish seven-course meal?
Six-pack and a potato.
It's not funny.
I heard it.
This is my little bunk.
We are white Irish drinkers!
Don't you want to travel? I mean, don't you want to walk down the street? And no, it's all going
to
be new.
I'm not going to make believe I belong somewhere else.
Which one of us is making believe?
I had two detectives here last night looking for your brother.
We got something new in the works. Can make us some real money.
Lake Essential gets a shipment in every Saturday night, so if we hit him on a Sunday, we can clean him out.
I don't want to steal anything anymore.
What are you going to do? You're going to stay here the rest of your life?
Do you do all these?
It's not like I can make a living out of it.
You're beefed out? I should have let you rot in there. What
kind of trouble are we in?
You came to me like this, you think I'd say no? I don't come to you like this. It's because you got no loyalty.
Bum is what you are. That's what you turn out to be. A bum, you understand?
No matter how hard I try, I'm never going to be like you, Danny.
We can get out of here and go somewhere and live real lives. I'm just going to give it to us. We got to take it.
Have fun if you go to the movies, and if you see any of those movies and you want to throw out a review, please do call the show next week and let us know how good or bad it was. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February. and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tonight, on the heels of a couple of things, we have some follow-ups for you. We don't want to drop the ball on, okay, so what happened? We talked about the air traffic controller situation in Washington, D.C. Shocking, right? We threw the guy in the dungeon. I'm shaking my head over that. You have two big jets filled with people landing basically blind. Because if something was there they didn't see, they would be rolling the dice, taking the chance. And, of course, it's always that, ooh, how did this happen? We had one lone controller on duty in the airport tower at Reagan National Airport. So what the National Transportation Safety Board is saying is that the controller responsible admits that he was asleep. That's what happened. He fell asleep, and they've suspended him. He said he was just fatigued. He was working four consecutive night shifts, and he couldn't keep his eyes open. So I'm asking you, is it acceptable to have just one guy in the tower? It's not a toll road where you're going through and you have one toll booth open. Is it really in a place like Washington? Come on. I don't think anyone's going to say, sure, just one controller in the tower during any critical time. Yes, it would have gone over the midnight hour, But still, you had planes that were coming in. So you had that American Airlines flight that was on the final approach to the airport just after midnight. And they actually abandoned the descent when the tower didn't respond. Then you had United had a flight coming in from Chicago. That flight was coming in from the Midwest. They had the same problem 15 minutes later. So think of the distance in the planes and what, who knows what could have happened. The pilots, luckily, were able to come up with somebody regionally in Virginia, about 40 miles away from the Reagan airport. So both planes, we know this, did land safely, but they didn't have controlled airport procedures. Huh. That is a big no. That is a big fat boo. Oh, I mean, that's ridiculous. Unacceptable, unacceptable. So this is what you get. The FAA says, you know, we're looking into staffing issues and whether the procedures were followed appropriately. I mean, what are they going to say, right? One guy, one single guy there, and he fell asleep. So that's what happens. But falling asleep on the job in this situation could have been deadly. Can you imagine if we were talking about a couple of plane crashes in Washington and the reason why is because of fatigue, because there was only one guy there. So, yeah, absolutely. The blunder of the week. It has to be the blunder of the week. I got some news. I'm going to zip in here, too. Arizona upset Duke. If you have one of those brackets and you had Duke winning it all like I did, then guess what? You're out. I'm done. I'm toast. They beat him 93-77. Why do I ever go into these office pools? I have no idea. I have to stick with football, or I have to stick with one of the big four. Because what happens is, I mean, that's why I like hoops, actually, college hoops, because it's anybody's game. There is always the chance of the Cinderella team or a couple of decent seeds, and who knows what happens because it's one and done. You get knocked out and that's it. So the whole idea of the pool, that's probably the excitement for most people, but I don't like it. There's no predictability in it. And speaking of no predictability, while we're re-racking here with a couple of things, just to mention this again, the U.S. has given the no-fly zone reins to NATO. Yeah, they've handed it over, so to speak. But what does that mean? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described it as, okay, this is what we said. You know, here we've been saying this is what we were going to do at the end of the week. Pay attention. And this is a well-suited, coordinated international effort. So we're thanking the United Arab Emirates because they are following through, apparently, on a promise to provide planes to this effort to get Gaddafi out. And the White House tripped over itself to say how critical their participation was, how critical it was. I wonder how much money was spent on what we lobbed over there already in the 6-7 days. And the definite assurances that there would be no boots on the ground. At this point, you've got pro-Gaddafi troops that are striking Misrata, and they rolled back their tanks a little bit after a couple of airstrikes, but they're still there. And you've got 30 snipers, and then this is the good news, that were actually picked off by the Libyan rebels. But it's kind of that stalemate situation, even with the airstrikes and even with a little bit of the rollback. I mean, they just got to bomb the crap out of Gaddafi and knock out every single one of his units. I mean, that's what they have to do. In concert, they have to be able to do that. The U.S. is probably going to still continue to fly combat missions over that country, even after the decision. The Pentagon is saying that. They've got missiles that they were set to take over, that they were set to drop, and I think they're, according to the Pentagon, they're still going to do it, even though they've passed the baton. They're handing over command and control of part of the operation. And that's what we kept hearing, how this was going to be handed off. Because, see, here's the thing. There's been massive debate that, you know, who's in charge. And clearly, it's unorganized because the French immediately were saying, well, we're not in charge. And the Brits certainly, they weren't taking the lead on it. And I guess the UAE at this point, with their warplanes and whatever, or just squarely on the shoulders of NATO, they're going to have to do everything they can to make sure that it's coordinated and who's doing what and who's contributing what is going to have to be on their shoulders, I guess, if the U.S., even with flying combat missions, takes a back seat. An unusual place, I think, for our military to be, because we're so used to being the lead guy. We're so used to being the person in charge, I think, on the ground or coordinating the entire effort. But that's good. Hey, if there's a handoff, that's where I think it needed to be in the first place. When the decision was made suddenly over the weekend, last weekend, we're handing this off, and we're going to jump in here, but it's only going to be for a couple days, and then that needed to be clear, and it wasn't very clear. So maybe this kind of straightens out some of what we could not see. But I still am leery about that. I still think that you're going to see the U.S. involvement eventually ratchet up a little bit more. And the president is facing a hailstorm of criticism, still heading into the weekend, on how this was handled, not just from Congress, but from all sorts of people. You hear it here on America Tonight when many of you have called to complain. So the Prez really can't hold off Congress anymore because they want to have their say on this Libyan conflict when they get back to Washington next week. There's probably going to be some sort of a hearing, to be sure. They're going to have a hearing about this because Dennis Kucinich has talked about the Democratic congressman from Ohio about defunding anything that goes to Libya as far as money to fund weapons or to drop bombs or anything else. And he's not the only one. So they've got a hearing scheduled for next week, the Senate Armed Services Committee. And you can bet that it'll probably focus on Libya. I guarantee it will focus on that. And then, eventually, getting down to the bottom of the list, what's going to be left in the pot for the Pentagon? What they're going to have left is their budget was already chopped off. And now you have all of these bombs that were being dropped that cost $1 million for each one. The Tomahawks I'm talking about. Mm. You can always count on Nancy Pelosi, though. She's like the loyal dog. She's right there at the side constantly of Barack Obama. And she released a statement. She gave her full support to the president's actions and says that actions taken by the international community have prevented Gaddafi from implementing the show no mercy threat to his people. And that she said, this is what Pelosi said, the participation strengthened the president's continued consultation with Congress. What a load that is. The continued consultation with Congress. Briefing of a few key people. And that's really what happened, Nance. Somehow she lost that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a bit. I think you're going to enjoy this. It was Women's History Month, or is Women's History Month, March is. So Liz Lawless joins us to talk about a couple of Western legends. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Continues to climb in the Japan disaster, the triple whammy, the earthquake, as you know, and the tsunami, and now what's happening at the nuclear power plant in Fukushima, I'll tell you, scares me to the very core, pardon the pun. As for the death toll, over 10,000 at this point, and of course, more than 17,000 people are missing. It couldn't be a sadder situation. And, you know, in some of these areas, even in trying to bury people that they found, just mass graves, I'll tell you, you just, the response, you cannot respond enough to help the people, I think, in Fukushima and these two other surrounding areas that were just slammed. And you wonder how much of the information that comes out, especially when it has to do with this power plant, is the real deal. Because we get mixed messages. We get mixed messages. And even in the research I've done and the conversations I've had, I hear two different things constantly, whether it's radiation levels, whether we're talking about food and what's going on with the food and the water and the distance and all that other sort of stuff. It scares me to death for those poor people and anybody in the surrounding areas. Aileen Miyoko-Smith is the executive director of Green Action. It's a Japanese environmental group. She just happened to be in the Bay Area, and she has been talking about this since the beginning of the crisis, that the government there is not really sharing that critical information with the public, and that's scary stuff. Aileen, a pleasure to have you here on ATN. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, what's the misinformation? What is it that having to do with radiation, having to do with even death tolls and what's happened in the wake of the tsunami? What's some of the misinformation?
Well, the death tolls are from the tsunami and earthquake. What we're facing now with a nuclear power plant is completely a man-made situation, and I say that because that plant should have never been located in that site in the first place. Those are boardroom decisions and government bureau department decisions that put that plant there. And so all the radiation problems we have is because those decisions were made. Right now, what the Japanese government is being truthful about is that there's a lot of data and there's a lot of these Becquerel figures and Siebert figures all flying around, but the government needs to tell the people that the significance of this. In other words, if you are in an area which has that contamination, then there is concern of long-term effects unless you leave the area, and that's not been happening. The key thing is the Japanese government has not evacuated people beyond a 12-mile radius. As we speak now, they haven't done that yet. And today, Diet members, 23 Diet members, and that includes 11 from the ruling party, this is the Japanese parliament, has stated that evacuation should be drastically increased in a much larger radius. And pregnant women and preschool children should be leaving that area that where people are still told to just stay indoors. And that's what they're not being truthful about. Actually, you know, abroad we're getting much more better information. For example, several days ago, the French government very clearly, the nuclear authority said that the releases to date at that time was about 10% of what was released at Chernobyl. And then yesterday, the Austrian government, the meteorological agency, said that the releases to date for a couple of those nuclides, those are radioactive materials, is 20% to 50% of what was released at Chernobyl. So we're talking about really large amounts, and we're finding that deposited in the soil, which then, of course, means there's uptake into vegetables and, you know, other things in the water.
Yeah, I think as you said, the most horrific thing is the initially telling the people in the 12-mile radius where there were nuclear experts clearly saying right from the start, oh, at least 50 and beyond even would be better. So there were a lot of people that were so misled that are, as I said, you're scared to death for them, and they're probably scared to death as now they're being informed, and okay, geez, now we have to evacuate you, and we don't ultimately know what happens to all these individuals down the line should they contract cancer, etc., that kind of thing. So that has to be disconcerting, certainly, to think of that, the long-term effects, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. The U.S. government said all U.S. citizens within a 50-mile, that would be 80-kilometer distance, should evacuate. So that's 50 miles compared to the Japanese government saying evacuate 12 miles. So that's the problem we face right now, and that has to happen. You have to be proactive about evacuation, because if you wait till the last minute, then you're getting all these people outside trying to get away when you already have radiation clouds that are, you know, much worse. And so the government needs to be proactive. But the problem is there's been a long and hard fight against nuclear power in Japan. People actually internationally don't know that, but there's been a really hard fight for decades. And one of the things citizens were pointing out is that evacuation, you have to have an evacuation plan that's larger. But the government insisted all radiation stops absolutely at a six-mile point, no matter how bad the accident. So there was no plan in place for anything beyond 6 miles. And that's the reason this whole delay is happening right now.
Yeah, and so what do you make of that? The Japanese government they don't want to have panic. They don't want people to panic, and they don't want to really truly have all that negative info, I'm sure, out there. Do you think that's part of it or not?
Yeah. Well, one is, you know, Japan is so highly populated, and even if it isn't, you know, any place, panic is not good. I think it's really good that the government is talking very calmly. That is very good. But what the government needs to do is not, quote-unquote, protect people from reality, because people will have to suffer the consequences of the reality that happens and unfolds. So you have to very clearly say, this is the situation. We know this much about what's going on at the plants inside. We don't know these things. It could, if it goes for the worst, these kind of things could happen. And you need to be telling people and informing them calmly all along the way so that people are prepared, rather than, you know, kind of protecting them, so to speak, and then they're, you know, whammed with reality, which is really unfair.
No kidding. We're speaking with Aileen Miyoko-Smith, executive director of Green Action, which is a Japanese environmental group. How many people, the numbers are loosely what you would know, how many people do you think were actually being impacted by all this because of the misinformation of the distance and whatnot?
Well, you know, we don't have, I mean, the deaths that have occurred are from the earthquake and tsunami.
Yeah.
And what we're concerned with radiation is that, if, you know, people are all, it's this general public, hundreds of thousands of people are receiving, you know, much higher radiation levels than they would normally. And we're just concerned about, you know, this is that situation, and also because those plants, multiple plants at Fukushima, they're still quite unstable, and there's huge spent fuel pool, storage pools there that have massive amounts of radiation, and those too have been trouble. You know, there's been trouble cooling them, and we just really don't know yet which way this whole thing is going to go in the next 12 hours, in the next 24, and next several days.
Yeah.
And so it's precarious right now. And yesterday, you know, there was one unit, unit one, that they were concerned the containment had gotten so much pressure inside, they might, and they worried about, you know, because if they didn't vent, then the containment might crack, which then is really bad. So they were going to vent, but if they vented, then there'd be really large amounts of radiation. They didn't have to yesterday, but that kind of thing can still happen.
Yeah, no kidding. Lastly, Aileen, do you, the idea is obviously you're posting things, you're trying to get the word out and you're trying to keep the pressure out there so more, so better information is released to the people, right?
Yeah, exactly. And just to put a perspective on this, I'm just watching right now the unfolding of all the boardroom decisions that happened the last several decades and all the government collusion with the large utilities. And I've seen it happen, and we couldn't stop it, and this is the result. It's a clear result of lack of democracy. You know, if you don't have democracy, if you don't get the correct information deliberated, that the powerful utilities can suppress information about seismic significance of the land, the concern about the earthquake faults around in nuclear power plants, if they can shut that information out from government deliberation, get the results they want, okay, power, you can get away with things, but guess what? Something really bad can happen, and this is it. And there are individuals that were responsible for this. It's people that made this happen.
Right, and I think they should be prosecuted, absolutely. Aileen, thank you so much for joining us on ATN. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Aileen Miyoko-Smith, again, check out Green Action. As she said, pretty powerful stuff there at the end. Look what happens when a power ultimately corrupts. They know they shouldn't be building the plant where it was built in Fukushima. They build it, and then this happens with the earthquake and the tsunami, and who knows who ultimately is affected by this radiation. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road on ATN.